Welcome to the 2019 CARO Candidate Forum. My name is Jennifer Cutie.
And I'm Nick Bear. We are students of Brian Pisano's College Government class. Our class worked with the local radio station WGXC to co-organize this forum. We're broadcasting this live, so more people are going to be able to hear and listen to it. It's going to be streamed live at wgxc.org/listen. And it's broadcasted on WGXC 90.7 FM. It's going to be archived tonight to ensure most people have access.
We're serving as moderators this evening, which means we will call on candidates in random order to answer questions submitted by attendees. WGXC's station manager, Lynn Sloniker, will be helping us organize the submitted questions.
A reminder to our candidates, please be mindful of your time limits. Sarah Fisher and Caroline Thompson are our timekeepers tonight, and Stephen Carlo. They will raise a 30-second warning for you as well as the time's up sign.
Each candidate will have 2 minutes for an opening introduction, 1 minute to respond to submitted questions, and then 2 minutes for closing remarks.
You may take notes during this forum and cover any issues or comments you missed during the Q&As as part of your closing statement.
Depending on the time available, questions may be permitted from the floor. Questions will be limited to 1 minute and will be answered as above. The same rules apply as with written questions.
Thank you all for coming. Please silence your phones and let's begin.
Tim Powers, would you like to start off with your introduction?
Sure, thank you. My name's Tim Powers. Running for town council, and I came here from a small town of Polsonkill, where I grew up with six brothers. I've done several different things throughout my career, construction, automotive mechanics, I drive truck now, have been for 15 years, and I've always had an interest in politics, but haven't really wanted to be part of it, so I'm looking to try to make some changes, bring some common sense back to government, and try to get us back to what we were originally founded on, which was government by the people and for the people. And I do believe that everyone that is elected to public office needs to be held to a standard, and that there should be wide open transparency. Thank you.
William Sheriff, would you like to give your opening statement?
Yeah, I'm Bill Sheriff. I moved here about 10 years ago. I originally was born and raised in Kinderhook, New York. Navy veteran, mechanical engineer in high pressure steam. Got my fine arts degree. I've got four children, lost one to cancer in 05. I'm getting into town politics because my father was a politician for years. He was town supervisor over there in Kinderhook. He was the head of the New York State Supervisors Association. And I saw the dedication and the love he had for the town of Kinderhook. And I'm finding myself with that same love for this little town of Cairo. I just want to see this town do better, become what it can be, and I'm running for office on that view of just trying to make things better. Thank you very much.
Next up, we have Ted Banta.
Thank you. Good evening, Ms. Thompson, Mr. Pisano, Lynn Sloniker and Dale Joseph Hunter from WGXC, Principal McEwen, Superintendent Weatherby, the high school government class, the Carroll Durham High School moderator, students, listeners, fellow candidates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity, honor, and privilege to speak with you today. I'm Ted Banta, candidate for Town Supervisor of Carroll. Thank you for the opportunity to present my plans, experience, and vision for the town of Carroll. First, I'd like to introduce myself and my family. I'm a successful community and business leader in Carroll and Greene County who's determined and motivated to forge a successful future for Carroll and usher in an era of prosperity. I'm a licensed real estate broker, My knowledge in the real estate industry offers invaluable insight into business development for our town. I graduated Fordham University in 1992 and attended Fordham's graduate school in 1996. My grandparents, Wally and Ted Banta Sr., were the proud owners of Banta's Lake Motel on Route 145 in Cairo in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. My father, Ted Banta Jr., was raised in Cairo, graduated Fordham University, and served in the Vietnam War. I reside in Cairo with my beautiful family and pets. I'm a devoted father, family man, friend, community leader, and business professional. I served as Cairo Town Supervisor from 2012 to 2015. In 2015, I was a member of the New York State Fire Prevention and Building Code Council, serving as a town representative for the state of New York. I currently serve as a member of the Greene County Business Advisory Committee. I was the president of the Cairo Rotary Club from 2008 to 2010. I was president of the Columbia Green Board of Realtors, 2011 to 2012. I was a member of the Cairo Dorm Shared Decision Making Committee, 2007 to 2008. I was a baseball coach for the Cairo Dorm Little League, 2013 to 2014. In one of those years, our team won a championship. I'm a fifth degree black belt and an instructor in the martial art of Aikido. I'm a proven and accomplished leader for Cairo as talent supervisor of Cairo. Between 2012 and 2015, my administration had many accomplishments. The list of the distinctions and accomplishments from those years are available on my website at www.voteforTedBanta.com, as well as a campaign video for Cairo and my resume. During the forum's questions and my closing statement, I will discuss in more detail with you what actions we ought to take and what vision we ought to have for our town.
Michael Madera.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michael Madera, and I'm running for the Town of Cairo Highway Superintendent. I'd like to thank the radio station WGXC, the Women's League of Voters, the Cairo Durham High School students, and the residents of the Town of Cairo for giving us this opportunity to be here tonight. In the past 15 years, I've dedicated a large portion of my career to both road and fleet maintenance. I've had the opportunity to gain knowledge on infrastructure from dirt road to finished top, culverts, road resurfacing, and proper drainage. My knowledge of safe operations and proper maintenance of fleet is exactly what the Town of Cairo Highway Department needs. I'm looking forward to having an open door policy and being able to work with both the residents of the Town of Cairo and the town board alike. My prior experience at the Thruway gave me opportunities and training to learn OSHA requirements, proper signage, lane closures, and the ability to respond to emergency situations. Hurricane Irene in 2011 and Hurricane Sandy in 2012 were two big events that struck our area. I'm fortunate enough to have been part of the rebuilding in areas such as Windham, Prattville, Arkhill, while working for KCK Building and Bass Hatfield. In 2013, I was involved in an accident in which I was hit by an oncoming motorist head-on, and that gave me an insight as to how necessary proper snow removal is. My intent is not only to give the Town of Cairo residents safe roads we all deserve while sticking to a strict budget, but to make our roads more enjoyable and enticing for visitors and future business perspectives. Thank you.
Steven Kralovich. Lewis O'Connor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lewis O'Connor, and I'm running for councilman of the Town of Cairo. I've been in Greene County all my life, graduated from Catskill High School in 1973, and moved to Cairo 20 years ago, where I live with my girlfriend on Silver Spur Road. My goal, the Town of Catskill, is bring experience. I was a Town of Catskill candidate and also a councilman for Town of Catskill. I was a village highway superintendent for 14 years. I know about water, sewer, roads, so I can assist when any questions coming out and help with contracts or anything that's being done. I have knowledge for that. I was also an FFA member in high school, which I had my chapter farmer's degree. And also, I think that the town needs to listen to the people. And you're sitting out here tonight, and when I get elected, I would like to see all you people sitting at town board members and telling them what you want, because this is your town. It's not other people's towns, it's your town. And you can't expect five people to make a perfect decision all the time without your ideas. Thank you very much.
Arthur Evans.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to start out by thanking the Caro Durham government class for sponsoring this event, along with WGXC. Gives us all an opportunity to have our voices heard. Thank you. Most of you know me, but for those of you that don't, my name is Art Evans. I'm running for the Town of Caro Highway Superintendent. I'm a graduate of Caro Durham, class of 1987. After high school, I went to the Marine Corps. I served for 10 years. I got out, came back, started working at the Greene County Sheriff's Office. I worked in the jail. I worked there for a few years. I also was a member of the New York Army National Guard. I did 2 years in the reserves before taking an active position, and served another 16 years as an active duty soldier. I've been to the Gulf during the Persian Gulf War and went back for Iraq. I served as a fire team leader, a squad leader, platoon sergeant, first sergeant, watch commander, and patrol supervisor. I believe leadership is an important element for the Highway Department. I look forward to serving the people of Caro, and I look forward to doing the best that I can for you all. Thank you.
And now we have Sherry True.
Good evening. My name is Sherry True, and I am running for town supervisor. And I am actually on, it's called the True Choice Party Line, and I'm right in the middle of the ballot. I can tell you that our family has been here, the True family has been here for four generations, and we have done a lot of volunteer work, a lot of work around our community to give back. And that is part of what I feel we're kind of lacking in Caro. And it's something that we can actually bring back a town, you know, if we all pitch in together. I graduated from Caro in 1973, and from there, I moved away and lived in various states, but the one state I stayed in the most was Maryland. And I spent 20 years in the direct mail advertising business, and that business was insane. So if you think government's crazy, try advertising. So I did 20 years there, and then in 2014, I ended up coming back to Caro. But I can tell you that I've learned a lot in those journeys that I had around the different states. I got a lot of great ideas, a lot of different things that we could use here, actually, in Caro. We have to begin to think outside the box and do things differently in order for us to bring our town back to a thriving place where people want to bring their children, people want to have their families here, and I have a plan for that, and I guess we will get into that a little bit later. So thank you very much, and I appreciate everybody coming tonight.
Okay. The first question is, why are you running? Sherry True.
I'm actually running because I'd like to continue the work that I've already started. Fairly new to politics, however, I would say for the last 4 years, working under the current supervisor, I was able to actually learn the job and know what it entails. So the projects that are already going on, I'm up to speed on those, I understand what's going on, and would like to continue that. I've got a few ideas also that we are starting to initiate that will also help the town and begin to bring in new business. And we have to, like I said, look outside the box. I've already been in contact with Assemblyman Chris Tate, and he's been really helpful in regards to one of the plans I have for Caro, and we can talk about that at any point later on. So I'm running because I would like to continue what I'm doing, and we have a lot of things to do here in Carroll, so.
Arthur Evans.
I decided to run when I found out Mr. Hempstead was retiring. He's the current superintendent. Working at the highway department, I had a lot of great ideas and saw a lot of ways where I could make some improvements, make things run more efficiently, but that can only be done if you're in charge. So when he decided to retire, I decided to step up and throw my hat in the ring to serve the people of Kara. Thank you.
Lewis O'Connor.
I'm running for town councilman in Kara. I've made every town board meeting in the past 3 years. I've attended some planning board meetings, and some of the things has been done well, and some of the things I felt should be different than what they are. I've voiced my opinion at town board meetings, and very seldom did anything become of that. So in order to be involved in the government, you have to be there, you have to have a vote. And with my experience of being on a town board in Catskill and being the highway superintendent for 14 years, we can make shovel-ready property and make the town of Carroll move ahead with business. Thank you.
Tim Powers.
The reason I decided to run is there's really too much status quo going on throughout the town, throughout the parties. Nothing's changing. And the reason why I wanted to run was to bring some fresh perspective and some common sense to the way some things may or may not get done, and try to get us into a situation where we can make this town attractive to new business, as well as promoting community partnerships and getting the community involved in the happenings in the town. But again, we need full transparency in order to do that. Thank you.
William Sheriff.
I decided to run, well, when I moved here 10 years ago, my wife and I talked about it, and my kids were all grown up, and I told her then that I really wanted to do some kind of public service, and but we wouldn't do it until after the 10 years. The town board meetings, I think they could be more open, more transparent. I'm not your stereotypical politician, not by a long shot. I, you know, to be honest with you, I have very little clue of you know, the goings on at this point within a lot of the little subcultures of this town, but I'm learning, and I'd like to keep learning. I'd like to give my life over to public service at this point. They've given me enough throughout my life. It's about time I give something back. Thank you.
Michael Maderick.
I decided to run for highway superintendent due to the fact that after 15 years of doing exactly what the highway department demands on a day-to-day basis, I've seen opportunities to change, to bring the highway department into 2019, newer styles of equipment, not necessarily new, because we all know that it's not affordable at this point. I was also on the fence after an accident in 2013, after a bad judgment call by a highway superintendent, and I decided that, being that it changed my life, I want to do the best I can to make sure that nobody else is put in the predicament that I was. Thank you.
And Ted Banta.
First and foremost, I love Carroll. I've had four generations of my family in Carroll. It's not unlike anybody else up here. Everybody loves Carroll, I'm sure, up here. But I just wanted to express the fact that I love Carroll. My family's been here for four generations. My grandparents love Carroll. They worked very hard on their motel business. My father loved Carroll. I would like to usher in an era of prosperity We need to gain more business and commercial development. We need to reduce our taxes. We need to have more users on our water and sewer, in our water and sewer districts to reduce their burdens. And interestingly enough, my pastor asked me to run for town supervisor again. But I think we all love Carroll. I love Carroll. I'd like to see it improve, and there's a lot of work to be done. There are things that I started, completed, and did not finish, and have not been finished, and I'd like to complete them.
Okay, the next question is, what are the primary responsibilities of the position you're running? Tim Powers.
What I see the responsibilities of being a councilman are is first and foremost to be open and honest with my fellow citizens. As we live in a country that's, like I said, by the people and for the people, every one of us has a voice. Every one of us should see the transparency that's expected. We should be able to see how our town is spending our taxpayer dollars. We should be able to have open meetings to discuss these issues before the board makes a decision. These are the reasons I'm running, to bring common sense back to the town. Thank you.
Arthur Evans.
The primary responsibility of the highway superintendent is to ensure that the roadways that our families and children and loved ones travel on are safe and passable. But just as important to be fiscally responsible to the taxpayers of the town. Thank you.
Lewis O'Connor.
My goal and my job would be for the town of Carroll is to make sure that the people's voice are heard at the meeting. One of my things I'd like to do is have open meetings around the town. So if people can't go to the town hall at different times, we can go to different firehouses and churches and have the meetings spread around. If people have questions, we want to answer. And my job is to be there every day for at least 2 or 3 hours or as long as they have to be to get the job done for that day.
Ted Banta.
The town supervisor, the primary responsibility is the town supervisor is the chief executive officer, the chief financial officer. Most important, they need to make sure that the budget is balanced, that the budget is used properly, that there is an open government available to its people, to its residents, to its taxpayers, that people are safe and as protected as they possibly can be. It's most important that there's transparent government. When I served, we posted and published everything that we did. For the meetings, not only did we publish the agendas, but we have published the attachments to the agendas. We initiated a website in 2012 when Carroll had none, and we updated in 2015 so we can improve that that responsibility to the public to be transparent, to communicate. In addition, we're responsible for the information that we hold and possess. So we need a security system for our information, and at the time I walked in, we had.
Sherry True.
Yes, as Ted said, the main responsibility for the town supervisor is the chief financial officer to take care of the monies that the taxpayers pay into the system that go towards all the services that the town provides, and also for to take responsibility for the transparency of everything that we are doing. So that if there are any questions, people can come into the office and ask. And we will find the answers, whether it's myself or any one of the town council folks. We need to get the answers to the people because a lot of times those questions that people have don't get answered. And that's very frustrating. And that's one of the things that I will do as a full-time supervisor I will be there to answer those questions. Thank you.
William Sheriff.
The question was, what is our job as a town councilman? My primary job as a town councilman would be to listen to each and every constituent in this town and to take into consideration what their voice is. We have four town councilmen. We need to be your voice. When you become a public servant, you'll hear over and over again, everybody has a right to their opinion. When you become a public servant, you give up that right to have your own opinion. You must take into consideration everyone else's opinions, and that's what you work for. Not me, not any single one person up here. Every one of you.
Michael Madera.
The responsibilities of the Highway Department are to maintain safe travels for not only the Carroll residents, but anybody coming through, passing by, or coming in to potentially bring a business into the town of Carroll. The responsibilities are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, making sure that you're there and available to answer the phone for whatever needs to be done. Along with that, making sure that you plan ahead for the following season to make sure that we have the roads, the ditching, the culverts all done at the proper time, allowing us to make sure that we spend our money wisely, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we keep our taxes low. I pay taxes just like everyone up here, and I want to make sure that every tax dollar is going to use the right way.
Okay, on to our next question. What is one thing you think the person currently in the position you were running for has done well, and what is one place you see room for improvement? Tim Powers.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. What is one thing you think the person currently in position that you were running for has done well, and then what is one place you see room for improvement?
As far as the position I'm running for, I've attended a few town hall meetings, and seems to be very little discussion over any issues that are brought up, and I think there needs to be more open discussion, number one. And secondly, I've attended town hall meetings where they were even not able to make a quorum because not all the members were there. I think being there on meeting night is of the utmost importance. In order for the townspeople to have a voice, we have to be there to be their voice. That's what we're elected to do. Thank you.
Michael Maderick.
The current Highway Superintendent, Mr. Hemps, has done a great job at keeping the roads clean, plowed, up to date, and making sure that he's always available in a timely manner to respond to any situation that might arise. I feel like we need to get the Highway Department out of the not a junkyard mentality, but a restoration of equipment and fleet. I think that we need to bring it up to more modern standards, which are so much more efficient than they were even 10 years ago.
Arthur Evans.
One thing the current superintendent, Mr. Hempstead, has done, which I wholeheartedly agree with, is he has not asked for a budget increase in 8 years. One area which I feel that I would improve, I want to institute a comprehensive fleet management program. And it's a program that would give real-time cost analysis on every vehicle, every piece of equipment, right down to the spark plugs. And I'm running out of time. But that's what I would institute, the comprehensive fleet maintenance program. Thank you.
Okay. Lewis O'Connor.
I feel, in attending the town board meetings that I have in the past, when I was a town board member somewhere else, we always had two meetings a month. We had one to pay the bills and do some discussion on the bills that are being paid, and the other meeting was a work meeting. And I am going to try to talk to the board, whoever they may be, and make a vote to go back to two meetings a month. So the people who want to discuss a problem or bring a problem in can come and discuss it, and they know what meeting it's for. And they can sit there, if they have to, for an hour or two and discuss the meeting. And then the other meeting is to pay the bills and carry on with some of the other governmental procedures that we have to do. Thank you.
Sherry True?
One of the things that the current supervisor is actually good at, and that is from a law aspect. He does have his law degree, and it's helped and saved the town money, actually, by doing that. What I think could be better is that, again, I would be a full-time supervisor. I would be in there every day, 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever it takes, because this is my job. I don't have another job, this is the job. And I agree with Louie as far as two meetings a month. You can't accomplish anything in one meeting besides pass resolutions, and that doesn't help. You know, get the town moving. In order to get the town moving, we need to move forward in a faster pace. We can't do this at the speed we're going right now because Carroll is not going to continue, is not going to move forward. So that would be one thing that I would definitely bring to the table.
William Sherritt.
I think the current town board, I refuse to say anything bad about anyone, especially my fellow candidates up here, and I'm not going to say anything bad about the town board. I think they're doing the best they can with what they have. What we need to do, though, is we need to get the public, each one of you, more involved. I look out here and I see 60, 70 people, whatever it happens to be. Why can't you folks come to these meetings and be more involved every single month so we can take into consideration what you want? The town board does the best that they can with the information that they have. We need more information to move forward from the people, we need more input from you. Please come to these town board meetings. We need you.
And Ted Banta.
Supervisor Benoit is fiscally responsible. Recently, the town board and Supervisor Benoit offered and increased wages and salaries. That was a very good thing for the employees of the town, the officials. Is very important so that they would be increased to a status quo or a general standard. We need to improve the speed of the things we get done or the things that we're trying to do, like Sherry said. There are things that we started in my administration that have not been completed, that have not been moved forward. We need sidewalks, we need water, we need infrastructure. There's a great burden on the town's water and sewer districts. We need more users. In order to get more users, we need to expand the water district. So there's many projects that we need to move forward. We need to move forward at a faster pace, get more done. We need to streamline meetings and have two meetings a month so that we can get more done.
Okay, the next question is, what are conflict of interest best practices and what actions will you take as an elected official if one arises? Arthur Evans.
Could you repeat the question?
Sorry.
What are conflict of interest best practices and what actions will you take as an elected official if one arises?
Do you want me to go first?
Did you say conflict of interest?
It says, I'm going to read it word for word. What are conflict of interest best practices and what actions will you take as an elected official if one arises?
Maybe it's what are conflicts and then what are best.
Distinguishing, guys, between the personal and the political.
Right, I understood conflict of interest.
Well, as highway superintendent, I don't see any personal conflicts of interest. I don't own any businesses or own any stocks in anything that would interfere. But in the event that I ran into some type of conflict of interest, the only one I could see would be paving my own road or whatnot. But I would always defer to avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
Tim Powers?
The only thing I could say pertaining to that, because I'm kind of new to all this, was if any conflict of interest arose involving me, if it was minor to the point where I could recuse myself from a vote, I would do that. If it was something major, then of course I would gladly resign for the benefit of the people. Thank you.
Ted Banta?
So when you take on a position as an elected official, you have to sign a full disclosure, a disclosure statement. You have to read through the statements required of every elected official, so you have to declare any appearance of conflict or anything that ought to be disclosed in your capacity that might be a conflict of interest. So fully disclose anything. For real estate, I'm a real estate broker. I have the opportunity to possibly bring in businesses, homeowners in the town. If in any capacity, when we are trying to buy property as a town or anything, I can accept a fee as a real estate broker. For example, but I can lend my expertise, which is a great aspect. Mary Jo Cords is an appraiser. At times, she did work for the town as an appraiser, but did not accept a fee. So as far as best practices, I just believe in being moral, ethical, and legal. And if you do those three things, you shouldn't have a problem.
Michael Matter.
I think Mr. Evans actually hit the nail right on the head. As far as conflicts of interest, I do live on a town road, and I feel like resurfacing or paving of my road or the tunnel that's directly adjacent to my property would probably be the only conflict of interest. I would hope that would arise.
Lewis O'Connor?
I feel with being retired and having no position in the town, have no businesses, I would have no conflict of interest. But if the situation arose and it was a conflict of interest, I would abstain from voting or talking about it. I might even leave the room, because that's what they expect you to do. If you perceive a conflict of interest, you're not supposed to be there at all. Thank you.
Sherry True?
I actually do have a conflict of interest. The Carroll Development Foundation, which is I am a co-founder of, I would definitely step down from that position because that would be a conflict of interest for both the town and for the CDF. So that would be one thing. But it really is about being open, honest, and whatever it is that has to be transparent so that everybody can see. And that's why I put it out there now, is that being a co-president of the CDF, that I would step down from that position. As much as I would hate to do that, I would still do that. And anything else that came up that would affect the position. This is all for the town. This isn't for me. There's no benefit for me. This is all to help the town move forward again. Thank you.
And William Sher.
It's being on a town council, anything that could benefit you or your family, monetary or, as the highway fellows here said, you don't make decisions that are going to affect you directly and benefit you or your family. If you do, you recuse yourself. Plain and simple, cut and dry. And if anybody felt that I have anything myself that would be a conflict of interest, I would expect to be told that. And either I'll explain myself or I will recuse myself. It's just the way things work.
Okay. Next, How do you plan to balance your current job responsibilities with a role in government if you are elected? First up is Michael Mederic.
Luckily, the highway department and the highway superintendent's position is not as political as maybe town supervisor or town council. Being a highway superintendent, I would make sure that I'm at all town board meetings, planning board meetings, and that would be my balance, just to make sure that if possible, I can attend as much so that I know about as much of the happenings in the town as I can.
Tim Powers.
Currently, my job requires me to start work very early in the morning, but I'm finished up very early in the afternoon at most times, unless there's an emergency or something. But other than that, that would leave my afternoons, my weekends, and my nights free for anything that the town would require me to do. Thank you.
Arthur Evans.
As highway superintendent, there would not be a whole lot for me to balance. It is a full-time position that you live and breathe. There's really no time for anything else. Thank you.
Ted Banta.
My current vocation lends itself to a lot of opportunities for the town as a real estate broker, a real estate investor, a real estate property manager. I have many resources with the state and national realtor organizations. I have the opportunity to use my vocation in a way to assist the town in business growth and development, commercial growth and development. Have the opportunity to utilize informational resources as well. I was able to represent the towns of New York as a member of the State Fire Prevention and Building Code Council in 2015 because not only was I the town of Carroll supervisor, but I was a real estate broker, a real estate licensee in the state of New York. And that served the town well. There's a great opportunity, like for my particular position, to have great flexibility. The role of supervisor 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I'm sure Sherry would agree. And my vocation lends itself to a lot of flexibility because I can be anywhere at any time and still serve the town.
Sherry True.
Well, I would be a full-time supervisor. I don't have another job. That is my job. The town of Carroll is my job. I'm looking to bring back the life that we once had here. And I think if we get the partnership, as Bill talked about, with the community and the board and the supervisor, I think we can make great strides in Carroll. So my goal, I'm willing to give it 150%, 200%, but I really need for the community to step up and really assist in the project. If you see the vision that I see for Carroll, you would want to jump on board and we would just go and get it done. So you got me full time for the same price. That's it. Thank you.
Lewis O'Connor.
Again, as I spoke at the beginning of the meeting, I am retired. There's only one responsibility I have when I get elected to the town board, and that's the town of Carroll and my girlfriend, which I live with, she always comes first. After that, I'm all yours.
Yes. And now, William Sheriff.
I've been forcefully retired. I'm on disability, Social Security disability. I've had a couple heart attacks, numerous strokes, numerous injuries, which kind of laid me out of the mechanical engineering aspect of my life that I had for so long. I have a job in the summertime. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I put in about 30 hours in those 3 days at the drag strip over the Lebanon Valley Dragway, and you got me the rest of the time. I'm all yours.
We can get pretty excited and even partisan during elections, but town board meetings have virtually no public attendance. How would you encourage and promote public participation if you feel it's important?
Well, in forums like this, ask. I ask 100 times over, please get involved. You'll come to a forum like this to see who to vote for, but you won't come to a town board meeting to see what to vote for. We should have webcams out there. We should have recordings. It could be on the radio. There could be a million different ways. But even sitting there watching that, you don't have a voice unless you show up. Sherry Drew.
One of the things we've looked into previously was actually videotaping and doing a live stream of the town board meetings so that folks that couldn't get there would be able to see the meetings themselves. We are still working on that project. The cost, though, is a little cost prohibitive, so we'd have to look at option B, and hopefully we can get that taken care of maybe by the end of the year. And if not, then we'll look at next year as to how we can include more of the community into our meetings. It's vital that people get involved again and get excited about having new things come to Caro. And I think we can do that. But again, I know people have a lot of busy schedules, especially with the school kids and everything that they have going on. So I am open to any option that anybody else can come up with. Thank you.
Michael Maderick.
In 2019, we're lucky enough to have social media. It's the biggest thing out there. It's the fastest way to spread a message. Social media platform like Facebook also allows for live video feed. I'm a huge fan for broadcasting all of the town board meetings, unless they're a satellite meeting like has been discussed. Broadcasting. Let everybody who is available, anyone with a smartphone, see what is going on. It makes it so much more obtainable, and you can be involved at the same time.
Ted Banta.
We need to do the best we can to promote our meetings, to inform everyone when our meetings occur. I think it's best to stream the meetings, and I think we seriously need to look into that. We had discussed that when I was town supervisor. We had many other technological things we had to tend to, so it would be important for us to stream meetings. I know Catskill is doing it. The last thing is we talked about this, Lou, Mike, Bill, and I. If people won't come to the town board meetings, what do? Let's go to them. So let's have host meetings in the respective hamlets. Maybe people will feel more comfortable if it's at the local firehouse, Roundtop Firehouse. Maybe people will feel more comfortable if it's at the South Carroll Methodist Church. So we want to go to them as well.
Louis O'Connor?
Yes, this is what we've been talking about actually all night. We're talking about getting public input. There is something that Mr. Banta did the last time he was there, is he did keep the internet up to date with everything the town was involved in. So this is another way that people can voice their opinion and send it to the whole town board. This way the whole town board will get a copy of that on the town network. And this way we'll be able to look at it and make our decisions, because without you people telling us what you want, there's only 5 of us making decisions for the town, and we're always going to be, we'll be criticized whether there are 100 people in the room or 200 people, but at least we try and we do it the right way.
Arthur Evans.
I believe advertising is very important, but sadly, most people just aren't interested. I cannot tell you how many people I've run into who said, I don't vote in local elections. And I believe where it starts is with everybody like the people that are here tonight who actually take the time to get involved. And we need to encourage, starting with our friends and our family, encourage them and relay to them the importance of getting involved, because we can advertise, we can knock on every door, tell people there's a board meeting on Tuesday, but if they're not interested, they're just not going to show up. So I believe it starts with us, that each of us encourage one another to get out there and get involved.
Tim Bowers.
I see the bottom line is this, and just to reiterate on what I said earlier, it's government by the people, for the people. You're not electing leaders here. You're electing citizen representatives. If we are to be your voice and use the tools that government provides us to get things done on behalf of the entire town, we need input from our employers. Thank you.
Okay. And if the town of Caro elects you to the to our council as our council person and pays you to do the job, will you commit to attending the monthly board meetings? Ted Banta.
That's an easy one for me. I attended every board meeting that I had in 4 years. Any vacation I had or any, the town came first in many capacities. I would come home early from vacations. We would take two cars to different places so that I could get back and tend to the town's business. It's imperative, and as many of us have been speaking about, for us to attend the town board meetings, especially when they're only once a month. Certainly we need to increase the board meetings to 2 times a month so we have greater capacity to do more work on behalf of our people. But yes, absolutely, I can commit, and I have in the past, to every meeting.
William Sheriff.
This one's pretty easy, actually. I don't know exactly what the paycheck is each year for the position that I'm going for, but if it's $6,000, that means $500 for an hour and a half in a board meeting, you bet your butt I'll be there. And everybody else better be there, too.
Arthur Evans.
Well, the question was council specific, but as highway superintendent, yes, I will be at every single town board meeting. Even if I don't get a vote, it's important for me to give my input and also to know what direction the council and the supervisor are taking the town.
Sherry True.
Well, I currently attend all meetings now, so I would continue on attending the meetings as supervisor, obviously. And there's a lot to be learned at a town board meeting, and I encourage everybody to at least come to one. You'll get something out of it, and you may find there might be a path for you to assist us in helping the town. So, but yes, I would be at every meeting because I'm already there.
Lewis O'Connor.
It's a very simple answer. I've been to every meeting in 3 years, and I wasn't getting paid for it. Well, I'll be every single meeting for the next 4. Thank you.
Tim Powers.
Barring any breakdowns on the road, of course I plan on being at every meeting. The people need a voice. The people need to know what's going on in the community. And that's why I'm stressing the importance of community involvement. If you can't be there, I will be. Thank you.
And Michael Maderick.
As highway superintendent, I will make sure that I attended every single meeting, unless, of course, it's snowing, and then I'll just make sure the roads are clear so everyone else can attend.
Next question is, what are your top 2 to 3 priorities for Caro, and what will you do to achieve these things in this area? Share the truth.
Two priorities for me are, number one, bringing in a bigger tax base so we can reduce taxes. We have to look beyond Main Street. We have to look at an industry that can come here. And I'm actually looking at micro industries, micro businesses. These are businesses that will employ 5 people, 10 people, we are not going to get a target of, you know, any big manufacturing company to come here and employ 100, 200 people. We just don't have it. But the smaller groups of people and groups of many industries, we can bring those in here and actually have that function well. I talked to Orange County IDA, and they already have a program started, and I'm interested in bringing that program up to Carroll. So that's one, and the other one is definitely infrastructure. We need to build more infrastructure to have shovel-ready jobs. Thank you.
Arthur Evans.
Well, my first priority would be to follow the current superintendent's lead, and that is to stay within the, or actually not raise the budget for as long as the people at Caro seem fit to have me in there. My second priority is actually specific to the highway department, and that would be Polly's Rock Bridge. It's the only town-owned bridge in the county, and it requires, it needs to be replaced. And I'm working with the current administration on a strategy to actually get that replaced without costing the taxpayers any money at all. Thank you.
William Sheriff.
Well, we obviously need to bring more business in, get more people employed. How do we do that? We need to get investors, obviously shovel ready. You hear shovel ready all the time. The infrastructure, the water, the septic, the sewer, the roads, the highways. Basically what we have to do at this point, we have Windham and Hunter Mountains west of us. We've got Durham north of us. We have the skiers. We have the motorcycle festivals. There's a lot of things going on around us. If we can, excuse the term, but if we can leech off of that, I know that sounds harsh, but if we can bring some of those people into this town each weekend or during the time that they're here, traveling up 23, I think we could probably succeed.
Tim Powers?
Of my top two priorities, I'd say one of them would be we have to really work on the infrastructure inside the town, mainly like computer systems. I had a chat with the tax assessor back at Harvest Festival. She hasn't had a new computer since the year 2000. I spoke with Mr. Bush at the police department. He's been band-aiding his computer together in order to do his police work. We need to get these things current, which is going to make our town run more efficiently, which is going to save the taxpayers money. The second thing I would look at is infrastructure, minor infrastructure like the sidewalks. Let's try to keep as much of it in-house as we can. Why do we want to farm this stuff out to these big $10 million companies that are going to charge us a fortune for when we have local companies right here that could bid on it and handle it, and even if it requires prevailing wage, they're going to be proud of the work they do because it's in the community that they live in. Thank you.
Ted Banton.
Top two, three. I mean, there's three or four, but we need economic development. We need to improve our tax base. As Sherry said, we need business and commercial development. We need homeowners to move to Carroll. We need improved infrastructure. We need Main Street revitalization. We need to beautify our parks and natural resources. We have multiple parks, Angelo County Town Park. We have the Carroll Nature Center. We also have the oldest geological site in the world up in the highway department. For Main Street revitalization, it'll include developing the whole Main Street corridor from the banks to Red Rooster to Toad Stereo. We need shopping, retail, eateries, more businesses. It would be great to have a theater. We need better streetscapes, sidewalks, bike paths. We are working on sidewalks and a rails to trails path that would connect. There were three phases of the sidewalk project. We need all these things, and they're interdependent for the success of our town.
Michael Metter.
My top two priorities, one of them has been a priority since I moved to Carroll, essentially, and seeing all the guardrail missing. My top priority is to make every single town road as safe as humanly possible within the restraints of our budget. Second priority is to make sure that we have a proper cost effectivity worksheet and plan for our fleet. Without our fleet, we don't have a highway department. So figuring out what it's costing and where we can improve is key.
And Louis O'Connor.
A lot of projects that people have mentioned here tonight is all good projects. Shovel ready, I'm fine with that. Because once we get shovel ready, we can go after the county IDA to try to pick up some projects here in Carroll and spend the money here in Carroll like they do in Coxsackie and they do in Catskill. That's one of the first things. And it's our money anyways. They started their organization. Second thing is I have a way I'm looking at now to fight the tax problem. Whether it's going to work or not, I don't know. But all the towns in Greene County have to get together and they have to all agree and then go to our legislators, and our legislators have to take it to Albany because it's a state law and we can't do anything about it. And I was told 4 months ago there's nothing we'll be able to do about it, and that's wrong because I met with some people and we are going to try and try hard. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to start our closing statements now. So first up, we have Sherry True.
I guess in closing, I would just like to say I would really love to get people excited about Carroll again. And there is an opportunity for us to do that with the right people in place. We have people who are willing to work and do the work and actually go out and start bringing in business, bringing in different people to help us get back up on our feet. As Louis said, everybody else around us seems to be thriving, but us. So we need to seriously look at the issues, get those taken care of, and move forward. We live in one of the best spots there is in Greene County, and we're the center of Greene County. So we really should be the gem, as they say, of the county where people can come and have, you know, we need to get an identity for Carroll, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So we really have a lot of things that we need to look at because you can't just look at one. This is almost like, you know, the mind, body, spirit thing. It's all connected, you know, from highway all the way up to the supervisor. Everything's connected. So I really would love the opportunity to work for the people. I've already been doing it. I want to continue to do what I'm doing because I love it. And like I said, I would be full-time. I'm there all the time now anyway. But I would be open and available to you for any sort of thing that you might have. So I really hope you consider voting for me. And I appreciate your time tonight, and I really appreciate that you came out. Thank you.
Arthur Evans.
In closing, I would like to say that the real heroes tonight is everybody out there. As difficult as it was to be up here, you all had to sit and listen through it all. And what I would like to do, if elected as highway superintendent, a campaign promise I'll make you is like the previous administration, I will not raise our budget. The taxpayers in this town already pay plenty, and those taxes will not go up due to me. I promise you that. The highway department is more than just filling potholes. It's a supervisory position. It's a managerial position. It's a position that requires fiscal responsibility and fiscal expertise. I have that, and I will put it to work for you. It is a leadership position, and I will lead the department for you on your behalf. Thank you.
William Sheriff.
closing statements are tough. I want to thank all the students, the teachers, the radio station, the League of Women Voters, for allowing us here today. We have a huge obstacle, many obstacles ahead of us. We can't allow the circus that's become our national politics to infiltrate this little town. Whether you're very to the right, very to the left, we can't allow that to destroy this little town. We can't fix it from the top down. We got to try and fix it from the bottom up. We have an opioid crisis within this county and within this town that we need to work with. If we can work with Pete Kosminski and Sergeant Bush and Emma from the It Takes a Community, let's listen to them and see if we can fix that as we're trying to build our infrastructure and our business community. And to do that, we need, once again, all of your help, each and every one of you, from the right to the left. Thank you very much.
Ted Banta.
Carroll needs economic development, improved infrastructure, Main Street revitalization, fiscal responsibility, beautiful parks and natural resources, and transparent, effective government. These issues are interdependent. In my two terms as town supervisor, we completed the sewer capital fund project to comply with DEC requirements to remove the sewer moratorium to allow for business expansion in Carroll. We obtained a $3.5 million 0% water improvement loan. We engineered plans for sidewalks and obtained a $75,000 grant from DEC in 2015. We initiated the development of a new well water supply to allow for future economic development. We ushered in new businesses such as Hannaford, Dollar General, Catching Rays, the Terrace, the Medical Office, J. Noggle Trucking, and more. We received grants for the improvements of our parks. We worked with the county legislature to secure the use of the field adjacent to the emergency operations building for soccer fields. We established a right to farm law. We launched the town's website in 2012 and updated it in 2015. We maintained fiscal responsibility while remaining under the New York State tax cap for the 2013 to 2016 budgets. In 2015, the state comptroller stated that the town of Carroll had no fiscal stress. We acquired the property next to the Carroll Elementary School. We began working on bringing the community center to Main Street, and there's much more. We need to develop the whole Main Street corridor with businesses, retail, shopping centers, theaters, B&Bs, eateries, community center, improved streetscapes, sidewalks, and bike paths. Commercial and residential development sites could include the old fairgrounds, the land behind Hannaford, and the land across from McDonald's. We need to support our local businesses with additional businesses, grants, funding, a town media profile, and reduced water and sewer fees. Decades ago, when the resort economy dwindled and the bypass established a new route around our Main Street, a new future was imposed upon us. At the time, we were a tourist destination. Now we're a resort economy community, a tourist destination, a transient location, a bedroom community, a small business community. Carroll is rural, it has a business district, a rich history, beautiful parks and resources, and we are a nexus to the major roadways in the county. We are the crossroads of Greene County. We used to say Carroll's a small town with a big heart in my administration. I have the skills, experience, tenacity to forge a successful future for Carroll. Thank you for your time and consideration. Thank you for the honor and privilege to speak with you. May God bless us all. Please vote for me on November 5th.
Lewis O'Connor.
One of the goals that I think this new administration should do is start to work together with everybody. I've said in meetings before and heard different things. Greene County and County of Carroll is the heart of Greene County. And we are the suburbs of Albany and Ulster County now. That can bring a lot of business into this community. Another thing we have to do, we have to stop fighting about who paid for this and who paid for that. We got to try to work together. And we got to make a spot for our kids in this county, or they're not going to stay here. They're leaving. And the reason they're leaving is because nobody is making it so people can stay here. Nobody. One end to the other. So we have to all work together and bring this so our kids will stay here in Greene County and not go away forever. Thank you.
Michael Maderick.
In closing, I'd like to again say thank you to everyone that is here tonight and just let you all know that, like Mr. Evans says, it's a lot of responsibility, it's a lot of fiscal responsibility, it's a lot about knowledge of the highway department, the inner workings. It's what I've spent the last 15 years doing. The only thing that I tend to differ or disagree with is the fact of the budget. I would love to keep it as close to what it is currently without needing to raise it, because like we've all said tonight, we don't want our taxes raised. But the problem that I have is if the price of blacktop doubles in the next 4 years for some odd reason, I'm not willing to only have half as many safe roads. It's not a compromise for me, and it shouldn't be for you guys. In closing, when you leave here tonight, if there's any candidate or question that you didn't get to ask or information that you didn't get, reach out to them. I know we're all going as far door to door as we can. Feel free, reach out. On social media, I believe everybody up here has a page. All of our contact information is on there. Give us a call. Thank you.
And Tim Powers.
I want to take a moment just to thank everyone for coming out tonight and to thank the government club and the radio station, the moderators for helping us get through this. I'm sure each and every one of you has heard sometime in your life, all politics is local. Well, the thing of it is, you all have the power. We are simply here as your representatives. Far too often, these positions go to people's heads, and they put themselves up on a pedestal, and they forget all about the voter until the next election. Then they're your best friend again. We need you to get away from that. We need the entire community involved in the running of this town. And once we can achieve that goal, we are going to see great and mighty things happen. We need to all work together, as Mr. Sheriff has said. Put the petty differences aside, put the parties aside. We are members of this town before anything else. And if we're going to make this town better, we have to do it together. Thank you very much. I appreciate your vote in November.
Okay, I believe that is it. So thank you everyone for coming and have a good night.